Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
God is big on stewardship. He expects you to start right now with what you have and do everything you can do with it. I mean, right in the middle of that, they said, Brother Hagin wants you to come speak, do the service on Thursday. I said, huh? Do the service? No, you don't understand. I'm not a preacher. I was a fighter. I could kick you real hard. But I still got to have a concordance in one hand to find the verse he's talking about. And I wanted to say, I can't. I wanted to say, I'm not ready. I wanted to say, it's too early. I wanted to say, but yet I've been sitting in class every day hearing, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So this challenged me more than trying to play. I went and literally got in the little closet in the apartment. Literally got in it, closed the door, and prayed. I said, oh God. I mean, these folk come used to hearing Brother Hagin every day. He's seen you several times. He quotes 2/3 of the New Testament right out of his spirit without looking at the Bible. And there's going to be me there Thursday. These people, of course, you know, like he didn't know all this. These people got serious needs. They got terminal diseases. They've been given up by doctors to die. They don't need a little novice newbie like me practicing on them. They need some real help. And you know, a lot of that was true. But how am I going to get where I need to be? By sitting by waiting for better conditions and better times and better days and doing nothing? Is that going to get me there quicker? Doing nothing? I'm praying. Finally, I ran out of gas and I'm laying there. Didn't know what else to say. And the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice inside me distinctly. He said, Keith, do you remember the little boy's lunch? 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Yeah. He said, I can take a little and do a lot with it. He said, you feel like you don't have much. And compared to somebody like him that's been ministering for 50 plus years, you don't know much, you don't have much. He said, but you've got something. I've given it to you. Take what you've got. Hold it up and thank me for it. Do everything you know how to do with it. Do everything you can do with it and watch me. I will multiply it to meet the needs.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So I was encouraged. I thought, yeah, okay. And I studied everything I knew how to study, and the devil told me, you'll be through this in 5 minutes. Then what are you going to do? I said, shut up, shut up. God's going to multiply it. Somebody say, God's going to multiply it. God's going to multiply it. So I got up there, and I held up my little half a sardine and cracker. And I said, Lord, we thank you for this bountiful provision. Talking faith, brother. I thank you for helping us, giving us utterance and helping. And I'm telling you, I started and he brought illustrations to my remembrance. He brought scriptures to actually quoted scriptures. Glory to miracles were happening. They didn't even know it. I quoted scriptures without looking. And preached for over an hour. And I'm looking and the people are smiling and spiritually rubbing their bellies going, yum. And I thought, it's got to be a miracle. Got to be. God has moved. These people don't know how much God has moved in this place today. But that's how could we get from nothing to here? You had to start. And if I'd have waited on a better day when I felt stronger, when I knew more, the devil could have told you a year from now, well, you're not ready yet. Well, you're not, well, it's too cold, it's too hot, there's a lion in the street. Always a reason why we're not ready, it's not yet, we can wait. And while you wait, nothing is happening and you're not getting any closer to the perfect will of God.
That's right.
Can you say amen or oh me or thank you, Lord? Somebody say thank you, Lord. You're still in Proverbs, and I got a whole pages of stuff there, but for the time's sake, we won't do that. Let's go right on over to James. Thanks be unto God who helps us, gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the Lord. James, the first chapter. We talked about this, but let's look at it again. Let's finish up with this. Before I read this, let me read you some other verses. Hosea 6:3, don't turn there, just listen. Hosea 6:3 says, then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Somebody say, follow on.
Follow on.
How many know he doesn't show you the whole story? Just up front, all at once. He doesn't show you the whole thing. You got to take him by faith and start out right now, right here, and just keep going. Somebody say, keep going.
Keep going.
Luke says, seek and you'll find. John 8 says, if you continue in my word, Jesus says. Somebody say, continue. Continue in my word. You'll be my disciples indeed, and you'll know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We got all kind of Christians, bless their hearts, just waiting, just waiting, just waiting for it to fall on me sometime. They're just waiting for what? And he told them to do, step up and do this. Oh, I'm not ready. Obey it on this. Go over here and do this. Help this one. Be a part of this. Oh, there's other people more qualified than me. You forgot who you're talking to. That's what Moses said, isn't he? Anybody remember Moses out at the bush? He stopped. He saw this bush on fire. God spoke to him out of the fire. He said, I want you to go to Pharaoh. I want you to tell him, let my people go. And tell him this and tell him that. And what did Moses say? What did he say? He said, Lord, you don't want me. I'm not your man. I'm wanted over there. They got posters of me over at the post office. They did. I mean, literally, you know, that kind of thing. They're looking for him. He's wanted for murder. And he said, besides that, I'm not an orator. I'm not a man that's a good speaker. You don't want me. You don't want me. And the Lord looked at him and said, that's why I like you. You're so humble. It's not what happened. Somebody tell me what happened. The Bible said he became angry with him. The Lord became angry with Moses. See, people don't think right, do they? You got to remember who we're talking to. He knows weaknesses about you. You ain't even found out yet. Doesn't he? He could educate you on what you don't know and where you're coming up short. And in spite of all that, with him knowing all that, for him to ask you to do something, you should fall on your knees and go, thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you for being willing to use me right here and right now, the way I am and the way I've been. I know that you know that I don't know how to do this. I can't do this unless you help me, because you already knew that and you were planning on helping me before you told me to do it. So I'm counting on it, Father. I'm counting on your grace. I'm counting on it. But thank you for honoring me to use me.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And finally, here in James, he said, verse 2, James 1, brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations, trials, tests. Somebody say trials and tests.
Trials and tests.
Would that involve imperfections?
Yes.
Being too hot, too cold, lions and wolves and bears. Oh my, in the street, and people not acting right, and you not knowing enough, and it doesn't seem like it's a good day, and I don't seem like I'm ready, and I don't feel like I'm strong enough, and I'm sure I'm not smart enough, And there can be myriad reasons why this is not a good time and it's not yet and not now. But what did he say? Count it all joy. Why? God's with you anyhow, in spite of all that. He wants to use you anyhow. It's time to shout, not cry, not make excuses. It's time to shout. Go, thank you, Master. Thank you. You could use other people for this. People more qualified in many ways, but hey, you want to use me? Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know you're going to have to hold my hand every day. You know you have to tell me every step to tell you. You know you got to teach me the ABCs. Of course, he already knew that. That's not the problem. Never has been the problem. He's got the ability. He's got the resources. He's got the contacts. He can give you talents and skills you never imagined. Can he? It's not the problem. Problem is, are you willing? Are you willing? And it's going to take some diligence. Every afternoon. Somebody say every afternoon.
Every afternoon.
Every afternoon. Say it again.
Every,
when I started playing in healing school, you know where I was every afternoon? As soon as I got through with everything else I had to do, I was in the practice room.
Practicing.
Why? I got to get this. I got to get this. Day after day, after week, after month, I'm behind. I got to get this. They're counting on me. I got to do this. Are y'all with me now?
Yes,
sir. It requires some diligence, doesn't it? Some earnestness, some promptness, some passion, doesn't it?
Yes.
It would have been easy to be lazy. It would have been easy to make excuses. It would have been easy to say, get somebody else. That's what Moses told the Lord, didn't he? Get somebody else. It made the Lord angry.
Right.
It is insulting, isn't it? To tell him who knows everything, who's being gracious to you, to include you. He's being gracious to allow you into this thing.
Thank you, Lord.
He's being kind to you. He's already committed to help you do it, or he wouldn't have told you to do it to start with.
Right.
And it's very insulting and very rude to make excuses as to why not. No, it's time to believe, and it's time to be diligent. Right? And say, well, Lord, maybe you could have found some more qualified people, but you're not going to find anybody any more enthusiastic about it. I'm your man. I'm here. I'll give you everything I got. If it ain't enough, I'm believing you'll add to it. But I might, you know, if we come up short, it won't be because I'm not trying. I'll be here. I'll give you what I got. I'll do it. That's all he expects. That's all he expects. And he'll add to you what needs to be.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me life.